Hey besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So in today's episode, I have a bit of a pep talk for those of us who are currently facing uncertain, challenging, hard times. For anyone who is feeling spiritually ungrounded, maybe life has thrown you a few curveballs lately, maybe you have a lot going on and you don't know how much more you can handle, or maybe you are on the verge of a breakdown. I've been there, bestie. I know exactly how you feel. I think we all can relate to this in one way or another, especially considering how the last few years have been going for us. So in my own personal journey, as I've navigated challenging, difficult times in my own life, I have picked up some really helpful tools and tips along the way, and I wanted to share them with you guys because they've been so helpful in helping me do my best to stay aligned and grounded during even the most uncertain, difficult, and challenging times in my life. So I hope that you enjoy this episode, but before we get into that, I want to share a quick high vibe moment that I had recently. So this past weekend, I attended a wellness workshop with one of my girlfriends at the fitness studio that I go to, and it was hosted by a functional medicine practitioner. Her name is Shay Leonard, and it was such an amazing workshop, you guys. We learned all about how we can improve our gut health and just overall wellness in general. She gave us some amazing tips and resources, and she also answered some of our questions, and I just found it so helpful because I feel like the wellness industry can be very overwhelming sometimes. There's a lot of information, there's a lot of different diets and fads and trends that come and go, and sometimes it can just be really difficult to keep up and to know what's really best for us. So I had such a good time being surrounded by like-minded women who are on a similar journey of bettering their health and wellness as well. So that was a nice experience. If you are interested in improving your gut health, hormones, and learning about how you can improve your wellness as well, I definitely recommend giving Shay a follow on Instagram. She has amazing tips and resources on her Instagram. I'll leave it in the show notes down below. Just thought I would share that because I found it very, very helpful. Speaking of improving my wellness, one of my wellness goals that I created at the beginning of the summer is to have a more well-balanced and healthy diet. Now, when I say diet, I'm using quotation marks because I don't believe in dieting. I don't believe in diets. I don't practice diets. I just mean the foods that I consume and eat. So I've been doing my best to eat more whole foods and look for healthier alternatives, especially to some of my favorite snacks and foods, one of them being cereal. I don't know about you guys, but I grew up on cereal. That was my go-to every morning before school and on the weekends, and it's definitely my guilty pleasure, but we all know cereal can be very, very unhealthy. So anyways, I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you can screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram story so I can personally thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, I would so appreciate and be so grateful if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review so that more people can discover this podcast. And that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So my first tip in staying aligned and grounded during uncertain and hard times is sticking to my daily routines and habits. Whenever I am going through uncertain or challenging times, my world around me starts to feel very shaky and unstable, which is granted, especially if we are going through something like losing a job, ending a relationship, or not knowing what your next step in life is going to look like. It is common to feel unstable, shaky, and ungrounded. Because of that, it is so important that we do our best to stay as grounded as possible. In order for me to not completely fall apart while my world around me seems to be falling apart, I do my best to stay as grounded as possible by focusing on the things that I can control, which are how I respond to things as well as my actions. So I like to focus on my daily routines and my habits, like my morning routine, workouts, cooking healthy meals, my evening routine, making time for personal growth and self-care activities. I feel like focusing on these things are a very healthy and positive distraction during times of uncertainty and difficult, challenging situations. Oftentimes, there's really nothing you can do about the situation. Usually, more times than not, you kind of have to let situations play out on their own, and you have to sit back, surrender, and let it happen as it is going to happen. And if you aren't focused on anything else, it's going to drive you crazy. So I like to do my best to stick to my daily routines and habits and to distract me from whatever may be going on in my life. And that doesn't mean I'm ignoring the problem or the situation. It just means that I'm trying not to hyper focus on those things and drive myself insane and into feeling overwhelmed and stressed when I can't do anything about it. So definitely focusing on those things has been so, so helpful in making sure that I'm staying aligned, grounded, taking care of myself. My second tip in staying aligned and grounded is protecting my energy. So again, during uncertain times, my energy is usually in a very fragile state. So anything like bad news, a negative comment, or things like that tend to have a bigger impact on me because I'm already so fragile and shaky and ungrounded. So during times of uncertainty or difficult situations going on, I am more mindful with what and who my energy is in contact with. I tend to avoid watching the news. I avoid scrolling on social media too much, especially if there's something going on in the world. Although I think it's important to stay informed and in the know, I do think it can have a very negative impact if we are constantly consuming all of the negativity that happens every single day. You have to give yourself a break. You have to protect yourself or else you're always going to feel so heavy. So I like to limit how much I'm consuming and engaging in heavy topics, whether that's even in movies or TV shows or conversations that I'm engaging in. I am very mindful of that. My third tip in staying aligned and grounded is to take inventory of my thoughts. So just like with our energy, our thoughts are also a determining factor between growing through a difficult situation versus falling victim to it and feeling helpless to a situation. So when you find yourself in uncertain or difficult times, I believe it's absolutely essential you are taking inventory of your thoughts. Some questions that I like to ask myself are, what conversations am I having with people in my life? What am I consuming on my timeline? What am I watching on TV? What am I listening to? Because those things that you are consuming are impacting and influencing your thoughts and your feelings, whether you realize it or not. And I've said this before, it's not about thinking positively 24/7 and ignoring your negative thoughts or feelings. No, that is called spiritual bypassing, and we're not here to do that. It's about being able to simply observe your thoughts and using your thoughts as a guiding compass. And I will share a real life example of what I mean that I think many of us can relate to, whether we want to admit it or not. But the other day I was checking my bank account, I signed in, and I had less in my bank account than I thought was in there. And how many of you can relate to that feeling? You know what I'm talking about. My initial thought was, oh shit, I was not expecting that because I thought I had more in there, but you know, unexpected bills came up that I wasn't anticipating. So I caught that initial thought and feeling, which was, oh shit. When something like this happens, we have two options. We can panic, worry, go into scarcity mode, feel anxiousness, all these things, or we can choose more loving thoughts. And I recognized that my initial thought was telling me to make a decision. So in that moment, I decided, okay, it is what it is. I am going to choose to practice gratitude and feeling into abundance regardless of the fact that I have less in my bank account that I thought was in there. What I did was I took out my journal, I wrote out a list of affirmations regarding abundance, feeling grateful that I really, really resonated with. And I allowed myself to truly absorb the things that I was writing and really believe it. I wasn't just writing it all willy-nilly and then forgetting about it. I really wrote words that resonated with me and I allowed myself to embody those feelings and those thoughts. And do you want to know what happened that very same day? I ended up manifesting unexpected money in two different ways on the same day. And that is the power in being mindful of your thoughts and your energy and making sure that you're choosing loving thoughts because it can make or break a situation for you. So another way that I have been taking inventory of my thoughts, and I've recently started doing this, is keeping an ongoing weekly gratitude list. where each day I write everything that happened that day that I felt grateful for, that was a highlight for me, even no matter how small or big it may seem, I write it down. And then at the end of the month, I add everything that I wrote each week into one list. I combine it all and I just reflect back on all of the great, positive, and abundant things that happened for me. What this little habit has done for me is it has forced me to focus on the good things, and it's also opened my perspective up to seeing more blessings in my life. So much happens in a day, in a week, in a month, and it's so easy to lose track of all the little things that happened and focus on maybe the difficult, hard stuff. So this has been a very, very helpful habit in shifting my perspective and learning to look for things to be grateful for and just tapping more into abundance vibes. My fourth tip in staying aligned and grounded during difficult times is checking in with my actions. Our actions are influenced by our thoughts and our feelings. So if you are in a scarcity, fearful, or negative mindset, you have a higher probability of acting out of fear rather than faith or love. And whenever we act out of fear, we are not working in alignment with our higher self. And more times than not, the outcome will not be in your favor. So I really want to paint a picture of what acting out of fear can look like so you guys can get a very good understanding of what I mean. So let's say you are currently searching for a job right now and you're feeling a little desperate. You have bills to pay, so you're beginning to freak out a bit. You have a scarcity mindset, and because of that, you act out of fear, which can look like accepting the very first job offer that comes your way, even though it's probably not of your highest good. Maybe you find yourself in a situation where you're being overworked, underpaid, not valued. Maybe you took a role that you are overqualified for. Maybe it turns out that it's a toxic environment. Maybe it's not even in the field that you actually want to be in, and it doesn't align with your bigger goals or purpose in life. And now you are feeling stuck and miserable and unhappy and trapped in this situation. That is a result of acting out of fear. Now I want to paint a picture of what acting from a place of love or faith looks like. So same situation. You are currently on the market for a new job, but instead of jumping into job searching right away and trying to find a job as soon as possible, you get very clear on what you want your next job to look like and have, right? You get very clear on everything you deserve from pay, schedule, environment, perks, industry, job field, all of the things. And you have faith and trust that what you desire is out there. Everything that you want is available to you. And you don't say yes to the first job that comes your way. You don't settle for less than what you know you're worth. You wait it out, knowing that the universe is going to reward you and take care of you in the meantime, until you have everything that you know you deserve. And as a result, you then manifest a job that has everything that you asked for and maybe even more. And now you are in a position where you are abundant, happy, grateful, aligned, and the outcome was much more better than it would have been if you acted from a place of fear. Now, I know in theory this sounds a lot easier. It's when you're actually practicing this in real life where it's very, very difficult. I completely understand. I've been there in that same situation. But as someone who has personally acted from a place of fear and also acted from a place of faith, choosing to act from faith will serve you better than you can even imagine. When we are navigating uncertain, challenging times in our lives, we are more susceptible to acting out of fear. This is why it's so important to make sure that we are doing our best to stay grounded and aligned so that we don't make this mistake. That looks like focusing on your daily habits, your routines, working on your mindset, paying attention to your energy, what you're consuming, your thoughts. So some questions to ask yourself when you are making decisions is, am I acting from a place of fear or faith? Usually the first thing that comes up for you is your intuition, and you're going to know. You will always know whether you are acting from a place of faith or fear. So simply asking yourself will give you that answer, or asking yourself, is this aligned with my higher self and purpose? Is the decision that you are making taking you closer to your goals, or is it not helping you reach your goals at all? So those are some questions that I like to ask myself. My fifth and final tip that has helped me to stay aligned and grounded is leaning on my spiritual tools. So one thing that I want to say is that whether you are a spiritual person, religious person, whatever it is that you practice, I think it's so important that we consistently practice and show up for our faith during the good times and not just the difficult times. I believe that nurturing our spiritual practice, our religious faith, whatever it is that you believe in, is like nurturing any other relationship in your life. If you have a friend that only comes to you when they have a problem and they want to vent and they want to emotionally dump on you, that is not a very fair and healthy relationship, right? It's the same thing with our spiritual practice or our religious practice. It's not very fair or healthy to show up for it and to use these tools only when we're going through it. We need to cultivate consistency daily in showing up for ourselves, for our faith, for our spiritual beliefs. So that's one thing that I want to say is don't wait until you're only going through it to show up. Show up for the good times and the bad times. So some tools that I like to lean on during uncertain and difficult times are daily prayer and meditation, guided or on my own. I like to start my morning with a gratitude prayer, meditation, tapping into my intuition, receiving guidance. It really helps me to feel centered and grounded. I also like to find pockets of stillness and mindfulness throughout my day, and this does not have to take up much time at all. For example, today while I was eating lunch with my boyfriend, we ate lunch together with no distractions, just being engaged in what we were doing. To me, that is a moment of mindfulness. And on the car ride home, I took a few moments to take some deep breaths in the car and just to connect back with myself, to find stillness in just that few moments. And this reminds me again to stay grounded and present with everything that I just talked about. So finding stillness and mindfulness really does not have to take time out of your day. You could do it while you're sitting at your desk at work. You can do it on your commute. You can do it while you're taking a shower. You know, there's so many moments where we can find pockets of stillness and mindfulness that will help you come back to your body, to yourself, and to stay grounded and aligned. And the last thing that I like to do is pull an oracle card for some guidance or reassurance. I know this is not everyone's cup of tea, and that's totally fine. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But I find so much comfort and guidance when I pull a card. Usually what I do is I ask a question like, what guidance do you have for me today? Are there any messages that I need to know? Is there anything I need to do, depending on whatever I may be going through at the time? And I just pull a card, and it is always very aligned to what I need to hear or do or know. So that has been very helpful, especially during times of uncertainty. All right, my loves. Well, these are just five of the things that I love to do that help me to stay grounded and aligned during uncertain, challenging, and hard times in my life. I hope that you found some of these tools helpful and you choose to add these into your toolkit. And just remember that challenges are here to help us grow. They're here to help us move forward into our next season, our next level. And without them, we wouldn't be the people that we are today. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. And as a final reminder, if you're interested in checking out Magic Spoon, be sure to go to magicspoon.com/justglow and use coupon code justglow at checkout to save $5 off. And again, the link to do that will be in the show notes as well as my Instagram bio. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.